From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Houthi rebels in Yemen are vowing to send more missiles into Saudi Arabia unless the Saudi-led coalition halts its bombing campaign in Yemen. Houthi rebel leader Salah al-Saman told a rally in Sana'a Monday that missile power against the aggressor nations is actually a message of peace. If they stop airstrikes, we'll stop the missiles. If they continue, we have the right to defend ourselves. Saudi officials said they shot down the missiles fired at the capital Riyadh and three other cities around midnight Sunday, although one person was killed by falling debris. The Saudis accused the Houthis of using Iranian-made missiles. Coalition spokesman Brigadier Turki al-Maliki demanded that Iran stop its support of terrorist organizations. Foundation for the Defense of Democracies analyst Benham Ben Talablu said there's little doubt Iran is providing the missiles despite its denials.
See the Houthis on the ground reflecting that decision to continue to chip away at the political will of the coalition and strike at their adversary's capital, Riyadh, definitely is meant to chip away at that political will.
The missile attack comes as the Yemen conflict entered its fourth year, pitting Shia Houthi rebels against the Saudi coalition backing the internationally recognized Yemeni government, creating one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. The son of Angola's former president, José Filomeno dos Santos, is charged with fraud involving $500 million involving a central bank account. He's the highest-profile figure to be charged with a crime since President João Lourenço succeeded longtime leader José Eduardo dos Santos last September on a pledge to fight corruption. A former central bank governor is also implicated. This is VOA News.